before resuming with a series of reports in the afternoon. I think before we begin all of that, that ambitious morning, we're going to embrace what we have been enjoying the last few meetings, which is a little bit of the arts in our meeting to give us some sense of the higher purpose which all of us are here to achieve. And this morning we're going to ask Mr. Scott Williams, who is the Senior Director of the University of Illinois Alumni Association Explorers Travel Program, to sing the Illinois State Song. I hope all of you will join me in welcoming Scott, who's a third generation Illini and sang with the Varsity Men's Glee Club in Urbana. Scott, welcome.
Thank you very much. And while I sang with the Varsity Men's Glee Club, the director then, William Olson, would often say that the Illinois State Song is the loveliest tune of any state song in the country. I tend to agree with that. You're probably pretty familiar with the first and fourth verses. We hear them most commonly. There are four verses to this song, and I'm going to also do for you today the second verse, because it, while you're here at UIC, so clearly represents Chicago. By thy rivers gently flowing, Illinois, Illinois, o'er thy prairies verdant growing, Illinois, Illinois, comes an echo on the breeze, rustling through the leafy trees, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois, Illinois, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois. From a wilderness of prairies, Illinois, Illinois, straight thy way and never varies, Illinois, Illinois. Till upon the inland sea stands thy great commercial tree, turning all the world to thee, Illinois, Illinois, turning all the world to thee, Illinois. Not without thy wondrous story, Illinois, Illinois, can be writ the nation's glory, Illinois, Illinois. On the record of the years, Abraham Lincoln's name appears, Grant and Logan and our tears, Illinois, Illinois. Grant and Logan and our tears,
Illinois. Much. You're right about the song. It's beautiful, but I haven't heard it as beautifully sung as today, so we appreciate that. Thank you. President Easter, maybe I'd turn it over to you to introduce the team.
Sure. We're delighted to have our university officers with us today. Chancellor Wise, Chancellor Cook, and Chancellor Allen Mayers are at the table with us. And behind us, Vice President Shook, Walter Knorr, Christophe Pierre, our relatively new Vice President for Academic Affairs, and I think Vice President Garcia is out of the room at the moment. So the team is here and ready to do business, along with some supporting individuals. We also are very privileged to have with us members of our Senate, the Senate's conference, and let me just ask that they introduce themselves or wave their hand as I speak their name. Kouros Mohammadin, Associate Professor, Department of Civil and Materials Engineering here on the Chicago campus, and I promised him that I would continue to work on the pronunciation of his name, and hopefully before the end of the year I'll get that right. Abbas Ahmed Mansour, my colleague for a long time on the Urbana campus, Associate Professor, School of Architecture, representing the Urbana-Champaign Campus Senate, and representing the Senate here in Chicago, Phil Patson, who is the Secretary of the Chicago Senate and Chair of the Chicago Senate Executive Committee, and I met with that group about a week or so ago for a very productive discussion, I believe. Kathy Jamison, if you would raise your hand. Kathy's Associate Professor of Communications, and she represents the Springfield Campus Senate.